I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. You got your bathing suit on today.
At least I still have my tan.
Well, you've been in California looking at bugs on the beach.
I did. I spent a couple of weeks in California, and I got to spend one day on the beach. This is a beach that's very special to me. It's Morro Strand Beach, right near Morro Bay. I spent a lot of time there as a kid collecting insects. We used to stay at a little trailer park right across from the beach, and every day I'd run out across the dunes and get in the water and turn over seaweed and look for dead animals and the bugs that were under dead animals. And I went to that very same beach just a few weeks ago with a camera and had the opportunity to photograph a lot of the insects that I used to see as a kid. I didn't get out to the dunes because it's nesting season right now. There's a number of birds that nest in the dunes and it's all fenced off.
But you could get right down to the water.
But I got right down to the water and I started flipping over piles of seaweed and found some really amazing beetles. There's the pictured rove beetle, which we'll make sure there's a photo of that up on the website. But they're spectacular and they blend right in with the sand and bits of vegetation that wash up on the shore.
Do you have sand fleas out there as well?
There are sand fleas out there, beach hoppers.
What are they?
They're amphipods. They are crustaceans, so they're not insects. And they are cousins of our roly-polies, which are isopods. Isopods are flat from top to bottom, whereas amphipods are flattened from side to side. You'll find beach hoppers here. In fact, they even come along the shores of the rivers. In Southern California, there's a species that lives quite a ways inland, and you find it in greenhouses and gardens. But anyway, back to the beach. It was a fabulous day. I photographed these wonderful pictured rove beetles, which are found all along the western coast of North America. I found some other rove beetles that were like little scavengers picking at the carcasses of these beach hoppers, and also kelp flies by the millions all over the kelp and also the dead carcasses of other arthropods. And there were sand dollars that had washed up. And also, I got some wonderful pictures of tiger beetles, mating tiger beetles. And these are tiger beetles I have not seen in 40 years. And they were still there in the same place all along the beach, especially at the mouth of Morro Creek, which drains right into the Pacific Ocean right there. And I just had a blast. I literally felt like a kid in a candy store. You know, the parts of California have changed dramatically, and I don't recognize it, but Morro Bay has changed very little. And when I went back there, it just took me right back to those early days when I was just getting my start in insects and entomology.
We should talk on another occasion about the insects that you see along the Virginia coast and waterways.
I would like to do that. You know, I have to admit, I have not spent that much time along the Atlantic coast. Doing some survey work a few years ago on some of the military bases, I certainly did flip some driftwood and some seaweed, and we can certainly talk about those things. What I need to do is get back to the beach here, and I have some fresh material, and we can talk about it then.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.